So look, here I got a part of a map of Strasse of France, and my friend Roseanne Barr would be very interested in this. I wanted to make this before, but I forgot it all the time, eh? Here's Strasbourg, which has the second largest jaywalker community in France. And here next to it, look, there's a place called Barr. This is where Roseanne's ancestry is from, no doubt, eh? Next to Auberny. Why? Because, and it's next to the Mont Saint-Odile, which is a very spiritual place. It's the biggest spiritual place I ever visited in my life, eh? A lot of things happened. Well, this video is not about that. So Roseanne, my friend, look here, this is where your name is from. And it furthermore proves it because, well, as I told you, Strasbourg is the second largest community in France of the jaywalkers. Excuse me using that name, it's not a harmful name, but you know, if I use the J word, my film gets taken off. So I really don't want to do that. You know, I have no problems with the jaywalkers whatsoever. And Yiddish is actually, it's mixed with Hebrew and Alemannic. And in this region here, they speak Alemannic. So in the south of Germany, and this is here Alsace in France, this is where Yiddish got developed, because it's mostly Alemannic and like southern German dialects, which also Swiss belongs to that. Only when they, you know, in the beginning they got really accepted, the jaywalkers. And then because of the Nazi Templars, you know, they got all wiped out when they got too many and didn't want to pay any more taxes to Pharaoh. Right? So, Barr in Alsace. It's Roseanne, that's where your name is from, eh? And then you guys, well, you moved up to the east, eh? In the Baltic Republics, like, as you told me. And but here lies the origin, Barr. Many jaywalkers, they usually took the name of the place where they were living, you know, like Epstein, that's just where they were living, you know, and all that. Barr, there you go, Roseanne. Barr in Alsace in France. Now you can read it. Where you come from. And of course Alsace, they're ethnic Swiss, right? So in the beginning they're nice and then they'll kill you. That's what happened. That's Swissy and the Alsace and the ethnic Swiss. And the ethnic Swiss and Alsace, they were mostly in the, you know, they call it le malgré nous. They were in the SS, and I even met an Alsatian who was in the SS in Auschwitz. I put him on YouTube somewhere. Well, I'll show it to you. Barr, 11 kilometers. Now I'll go and have a look, eh? Pharaoh. Barr, en fait, it means Barr is having a festivity with the dancing at old Alsatian, so the ethnic Swiss here. Barr. Cheers, Roseanne. L'chaim.
Cheers, Roseanne. L'chaim. Look, Barr. Cheers. L'chaim.
That's where you come from, Barr. Yiddish. Even the local language is almost like Yiddish. It's Alemannic. So it says Capital Viticole Bar. You see the wine. Capital Viticole, it means the wine capital, eh? Now I know where you got it from, Roseanne. You got it in your gene pool, in your DNA, in your genetics. Have a good wine, eh? Your ancestry is from here, eh? That's where you got it from. Cheers. And as the people here from this region here, this is the buffer zone around Switzerland, the ethnic Swiss. It's Alsace. I talked yesterday, I was hitchhiking. I was standing on the motorway at a petrol station and I saw some right-wing extremists whom I knew before, because they invited me once to eat because they can't see a white man being on the streets. And I'm not going to give their names nor their organization here, you know, but well, one of the guys, he looked like Drago from the Rocky movies, the blonde guy, the Russian guy. Exactly, a huge guy with a blonde carpet on his head. And the other one, I don't want to describe him, and I recognized him, and he said, "We're gonna kill all the jaywalkers," he said. I'm so sorry about all these things going on, eh? Just like they killed them all here in those days, that there are no jaywalkers left here. Well, the real enemy, they don't understand it. He didn't even want to listen to what I have to say. They're the guys in the castles, you know, that they are the real enemy, eh? The pharaohs. It's tragic, everything, it's so tragic. So sorry about all this, eh? I'm serious. It was only yesterday I heard it. Only yesterday. And now I'm here and filming the origins of Roseanne here. Tragic. They killed them all here and chased them away, eh? The ethnic Swiss. Well, there he is. This is the title. I'm speaking, you know, Alsatian with him. Swiss German, he's speaking Alsatian back. Just like Yiddish, it's very similar, eh? And there was another channel I once had. Who cares wins. I had so many channels, I don't even know anymore, you know. He died like 3 years back, you know, 91 years old. SS in Auschwitz. It was really nice to me, but, well, you know. In a way, this guy is also a victim, you know, they're all brainwashed, you see. Just didn't know any better. So this is in Bar. Look everywhere, the sun hieroglyph here. Pharaohs. Yeah. Hello.
Hello.
What's your name? So here's the mayor's office, the pharaoh living here. This is the coat of arms of Bar. It says Ville de Bar. Bar. There we are. Here too. Bar. Niet op de straat. 15:43. Een scheis met de koe. Oeh, kom zo. Oei. Sun hieroglyph and here. Another sun hieroglyph. Ah, we're almost there. It's full of sun hieroglyphs here. There's one. There's another one. So here it says the parking of the synagogue. The synagogue is gone, the people are gone, nothing here anymore. I think there's on this obelisk there, there's probably something more. So here it is, this is the only thing left here. Already filmed this from the internet. It says the synagogue of Bar, the Bar synagogue. The architect Brion. It's from 1878 and it demolished in 1983. And yes, sehr gut, yeah. Very good. Good idea. And even the Lions Club are here. Lions, you know, lions is the aristocracy, huh? It's Pharaoh. Hmm? Yeah. And the L is the square and the circle is the compass. So everybody who's in here, they read? Yes, square and compass. There's this website. There you go. Oh, I don't want to write tonight. So we're here in Bar. Nice flowers. That was a synagogue, or what's left of it. Okay, there's a Swiss cross on top. It's the Swiss buffer zone. The sun hieroglyph again.
That is all the
whole. Yeah, yeah. Full of it. Yeah, yeah. It's absolutely full of sun hieroglyphs here. Yeah, and here, yeah, yeah, yeah. And there, full of it. Incredible. So the sun hieroglyph shop. Here the M. Why do they make the M in red, you know, and bigger? Because the M for Mason, for Malta. Here says the red lion, le lion rouge, the red house, and lion is also pharaonic, aristocratic. Okay? Look, there it says, Maison Rouge, the red house of Pharaoh, the Père Tasser. And the Père Het is the white house. This is the red house. Maison Rouge. Yeah. Maison Blanche, it means the White House. It's all the same. It's one of the two pharaonic empires. It's full of pharaoh, it's very rich here. Wine culture, of course, that's what the pharaohs like, you know. Yeah. And the obelisk of Bar, you know. What is it? 1898 in an octagon, a double octagon. And here's the coat of arms of it looks horrible. This is the worst coat of arms I've seen in my life, eh? It's like a prison, a bar, yeah, prison bars. This is why they call it Bar, prison bar. Hey, look at this, all this. All the wine up there, eh? Very pharaonic, eh? No wonder they killed all the jaywalkers here, eh? They just set up like a hate propaganda. The people did it, and Pharaoh was happy, eh? That's what they always do. It's marble. Obelisk, sun hieroglyphs, full of it. Wine, castles, bar, the bars of a prison.
So in Bar, they had killed all the jaywalkers and the synagogue had been empty since 1945. So in, I think it was 1989, they just tore it down and made a parking lot out of it. I mean, yeah, why keep that synagogue? It's empty anyway, you know. All the jaywalkers are dead, eh? Nobody, Juden rein. No more jaywalkers. So, they tore the synagogue down, you know. Yeah. And afterwards, you know, it looked like really harmless. The whole town looks harmless with flowers and babies here and nice statues like this one here. As if nothing ever happened in history. Just nothing ever happened. You know. That's what they want to transmit, eh? But we'll dig into history and we won't forget what happened, eh? This typical ethnic Swiss, you know, Swiss, ethnic Swiss, it's clean, flowers, they look so harmless, you know. Wine, you know, there's a lot of money there, it's a wine area. And a lot of vineyards. And as if nothing ever happened. You know, it's just like everything erased, everything smoothened out and clean as it was before.